Well, howdy, friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Broers Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research straight from Central Florida. Hope you guys are having a fantastic Monday and had a terrific weekend. We had a lot of stuff going on down here, including making sure we were getting the internet updated to the last minute here in the wire. Got everything rolling. Dad will be here in a minute. But yeah, sometimes we, you got to double check everything. There's a lot of moving parts in these shows every day, and we bring you guys the most updated topics. So we like to keep everything running as fast as possible. And that's why you more definitely on a regular basis, please make sure you're staying up to date on the Ted and Austin Broers Show or the broersshow.com is the actual week, code of it. Broersshow.com. Get updates up here. Put your name, last name, email, sign up, subscribe to the Broers Show and the Health Master Show or one of the other. It's up to you. I'd recommend both of them. The Health Masters one is going to give you updated sales every single week or day. And the Broers Show is going to give you the podcast direct to your email every single day right in your inbox. And a few of you guys contacted me. We had some emails that went out. I guess some of them basically got a little delayed. And so we've extended the Black Friday sale on the D3-10000K2. Just type in early 25 into the coupon code, and you'll get that discount of 25% straight in your cart to D3-10000K2. No restrictions on that product. And they'll have some other big sales coming out later on throughout the week. And you can also be sure to check out the Ultimate Multiple capsules as well. That's been on Product of the Week. And that one's over 15% off right now. I did a big sell on that one. So be sure, lots of things going on as always, and check them out. This is one of the first articles I saw here, and I thought this is very interesting. As Merck now is starting to pretty much try to reclassify this post-vaccine error, they said. Vaccine fatigue, question mark. Merck bets $9.2 billion on not a vaccine flu drug. Now, this is a pretty manipulated twist that they're starting to do now. And this actually, from what I'm finding out, is turning into another spinoff of the RNA gene therapy. And remember, RNA vaccines were never vaccines. They're still not, in my opinion, classified scientifically as vaccines. They've only been classified as vaccines on paper in order to convince the general population that they're actually getting a vaccine. This is why the CDC had to go in after, 60 years? And redefine and reword the entire definition of the terminology for vaccine in order to get the RNA shot to fall under that umbrella so they could roll it out as vaccine. It was never a vaccine. It's still not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. It's DARPA technology. It's what they started on the Super Soldier program back in 2012. That's what gene therapy is with RNA technology. It's a spinoff of CRISPR-9 gene therapy. Look all that up. Well, Merck is now saying that they're going to spend $9.2 billion essentially on a flu prevention drug that is not a vaccine. They said this move underscores how falling confidence in traditional flu shots is pushing big pharma towards alternatives. They said TrialSite News reported that Merck's move to acquire Cidara Therapeutics makes a strategic pivot towards long-acting antivirals now. They said in the press release it's going to come out with essentially this new drug that's not a vaccine to secure CD388, an experimental drug designed to prevent influenza infections. The company's press release stressed again that the drug is not a vaccine. CNBC, they told Harlow, said the CD388, not a vaccine nature, is significant given the current uncertainty surrounding the FDA and these new vaccines. It's a long-acting antiviral that uses fragments of human antibodies to prevent seasonal pandemic influenza. Unlike annual flu vaccines that miss the circulating strains, this drug is a strain agonist, meaning that it targets most influenza A and B viruses. Since it's not a vaccine, the efficacy doesn't depend on generator immune response. Merck believes that it will make it effective regardless of the person's immune status. You know, there's sick things that these companies make, and then there's really sick things that the companies make. And when you're coming out now with drugs that aren't vaccines, that are antivirals, you remember this one drug, crazy drug? They tested it in 2016 with GlaxoSmithKline. It was called remdesivir. Remember this? They did testing on in Africa on Ebola. It was an antiviral, not a vaccine, that went in and basically was designed to fight certain viruses, including allegedly Ebola. And they had to shut the clinical trials down halfway through.
Yep. Everybody was dying.
They were going to kidney failure, liver failure. Then essentially when those failed, the lungs would fill up with fluid. Man, Sounds oddly familiar, what happened almost all the time in all the hospitals. But yes, that was also not a vaccine, and it was a antiviral. So they start experimenting with these drugs and coming out with these different things in order to try to get through the population. It just, there's no ending to it. It's really crazy to me. So again, this not a vaccine Merck drug, don't touch it with a 10-foot pole, in my opinion. Nobody has any idea what this stuff's going to do.
I had a rat named Herman.
Rat named Herman.
Mm-hmm. I did have a rat named Herman. Good little rat.
Cool rat.
Yeah, he's a white rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had him in physiological psychology at FSU.
Yeah.
We used to experiment on him.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Poor guy.
No, we never did bad to him. He's like a pet.
Yeah.
He's a great rat. And now you look at me like, okay, what's wrong with Ted this morning?
It's Monday.
No, he was a great rat. It was physiological psychology. We had to train the rat. We could teach him to press a bar 5 times, you know, get a glass of water. Well, a drop of water. We could have him teach a bar, turn on a light bulb. And I mean, I was a great rat trainer.
Yeah.
I was.
We love that for you.
And the class got so mad at me because I was like leading the peers that they decided to put a water bottle on my rat. So I couldn't train him. And I talked to the TA. I said, what the heck's going on here? Why is there a water bottle on my rat? Well, they are all competing, you know, for graduate school classes with you and slots, and they don't want to compete against you, so they're going to just contaminate your experiment.
He was okay with that?
No. He told me to change the name on my rat and take my name off of it. It said Ted Brewer, Herman. And I said, okay. So I put it, you know, I made it John Smith Ralph or whatever I did. I don't remember. But I had to change it. Then my rat was left alone.
When they didn't know it was me. That's funny. So they were trying to sabotage your rat.
Okay, and here's the point I'm trying to make with all this rat stuff. Okay, I like my little rat, but they don't like us, the people that run the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, there's your segue. And what they're going to do, they're going to experiment on you as much as they want, and they're going to give you more gene therapy. The super soldier program didn't work because everybody started dying. It started in the early 2000s with DARPA, and they had to stop the doggone experimentation because every rat, every animal, every ferret, every cat died of sepsis. And they said, we can't be using this gene therapy on humans because everybody, all these animals are dying. Well, COVID gave us the perfect time to do it under experimental use authorization. And we got to put 4 or 5 billion people on the planet underneath a gene therapy program. The thing you have to understand is the entities that run this planet, they're not human. They don't look like us. They don't act like us. They don't even think like us. They're different. We're in God's image. They are not. So number one, they're unbelievably mad and angry because they're not in God's image and they don't have a soul like we do, and they're jealous of us, they hate us, and they're going to do everything they possibly can to destroy us, including what they did in Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man was evil all the time, and there was no clean DNA left, and God had to start the planet over again. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, Genesis chapter 6, so shall it be upon my return. For some reason, these entities like to break the rules of engagement all the time. If you watch Joshua at Jericho, and you read the Bible on that, I could pull it up this morning, but I haven't pulled the scripture up. You know, Joshua's walking up to Jericho, and all of a sudden Jesus shows up, and he's dressed in full armament.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, Jesus wants to know who he's with, and they want to know who each other's with. Finally, Jesus picks up his sword to Joshua, and Joshua falls on his face like, okay, Lord, I'm good. I'm going to sit here and just chill out now. You got my attention. They're always afraid Jesus is going to show up because, you know, it's through him the heavens and the earth were made, and we were made. And so they're always scared of him. But for some reason, they like to operate. It's like a little brat child, Austin. Okay? We called them line riders when you guys were kids. They get right to the edge of the rules, and they'll look at you and they'll go, I wonder what I'm going to do now. I'm going to stick my toe over the line. Let's see what Dad and Mom do. And all of a sudden, you look at them and you go, why are you doing this? You know you're about to get a spanking. You know things are going to go sideways for you. You know you're going to get stuck in the corner. You know you're going to have to go run laps. You know you're going to have to go do push-ups. Something's fixing to happen. But you're going to try it anyhow. And these entities so hate God, Austin. And the problem is, it doesn't get better with them. This has been thousands of years now. It doesn't. Yeah. It's not like they grow up and turn out to be good kids.
They don't ever grow up.
They don't ever grow up. They're pissed off. They're really mad. They hate us. They hate human beings. And they want to do everything they possibly can to destroy us. Now they're coming out with a non-shot.
Not a vaccine.
Not a vaccine shot to change your DNA even more. And the problem is the uptake is still going to be pretty good substantial because of the lies. Yeah. They never stop lying.
Well, remember, Remember with the COVID shot when they came out and they said, this shot is 95% effective, 96% effective.
Oh, yeah. They kept changing those numbers.
Then all of a sudden it was 89% mm-hmm. effective. Oh, now it's 60% effective. And the number just went down further and further and further. The COVID shot was not a vaccine, but they still referred it as one. How does a long-acting antiviral, not a vaccine, compare to the COVID RNA therapy? And that's what I'm sure we're going to find out eventually.
Well, Noved, Noresk plunges, their sales plunges. Their stock prices drop after the Ozempic pill fails the Alzheimer's trials. Shares suffer worst year ever. Wow. Shares of Novo Nordisk in Copenhagen plunged the most in nearly 4 months after top-line results from a two-year analysis of Evoke and Evoke Phase 3 trials, a pill version of Ozempic, showed the treatment failed to slow progression of early-stage symptomatic Alzheimer's disease that some people still call diabetes type 3.
Yeah.
That's why they're working with the studies, which enrolled over almost 4,000 adults over 2 years, found improvements in Alzheimer's-related biomarkers, but no meaningful impact on cognitive decline as measured by the clinical dementia. Again, what they're doing is they take every drug they can find, and they do everything they possibly can to get human beings to take it.
They try to throw it at everything.
No, they throw it at everything. I'm not going to say that sometimes medical intervention is not important. If you have an infection and you need an antibiotic,
it could save your life.
It could save your life, okay? Yeah. If you break your arm in an automobile accident, you know, basically you want some paramedic there who knows how to isolate you so you don't start breaking into arteries and having your humerus cut a major blood vessel. You got to be really careful with stuff like that. And when it comes to that type of trauma, the body and these medical people that are trained in that sometimes do a great job. Sometimes they don't do a good job with that. That's why you make sure if you go to an orthopedic surgeon, you get an orthopedic surgeon who knows what they're doing. I've got a dear friend of mine right now. He's about to have a full shoulder replacement tomorrow. Yeah. He and I used to work out together in college. And I've done everything I possibly can to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Because I have seen horror stories with that. And I told him that I was going to have my shoulder operated on but not replaced years ago. And it was right over Halloween. And I walked out of the surgery suite. You remember that? Because they had a bunch of witches with caskets and things hanging from the ceiling and demons and pinning. Oh, it was awful. I don't even know what's wrong with that company. Oh, yeah, that's right. They were owned by the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan. And the crazy part about it all is that, you know, when you start getting medical intervention and you start letting them mess with you, I have had, and I'm going to say this list now, over the years, it's been over and over and over again. A person's okay. There's really nothing wrong with them, but they get free health care.
Yeah.
They go in and they find something wrong with them. Now, you know, you can fill in the blanks around who you want to talk to about this. And suddenly they get put on a drug. And suddenly they got to get on another drug to take care of the first drug side effects.
That's exactly what happens.
And within a couple of months, they're on a third drug. Next time you talk to them, they're in the hospital. And you go, what's going on? Well, this drug caused this, this drug caused that, this drug caused this. Now my heart's skipping and I don't know what to do. And they start doing all these different medical interventions to cover the costs, to cover the results and the consequences of the drugs they put them on. And now, guys, I know that doesn't happen every time, and sometimes they give you stuff that works. I got that. But be very, very careful. You get multiple opinions before you let them start going in and doing crazy things, especially to your heart. I had a friend of mine one time. He basically wore that Apple Watch, okay? And the Apple Watch one night said that his pulse went down too low. He went into a full-blown panic, and his pulse spiked. Could have had a bad dream. Also remembers this. And all of a sudden, they tell him, well, you know, we're going to have to put you on beta blockers. Well, the guy liked to drink. Well, he's hammering alcohol, hammering wine, hammering whatever else he's hammering, beer, and taking beta blockers. Now he goes into full-blown, I see him one day, and his lips are blue, and he's shaking like this. And I said, you know, this is not okay. These drugs are going to kill you. He said, well, they're taking me into the hospital first of the year, and they're going to shock my heart and stop it. Remember this, Austin?
Yeah.
And I just looked at him, and I said, if you're going to do all that, you better be prayed up before you go in. I told my friend yesterday, I said, if you're going to go in and have your shoulder cut off and surgically replaced, I really recommend that you get communion before you go in. And you all are looking at me like a calf at a new gate right now. Let me share something with you. You know, communion is given us so we remember what Christ did for us. And, you know, and you have a priest come in and do what the priest needs to do and pray over you. But you got to realize something. When you start going into these surgeries, Austin, like that, this is serious. They put you under anesthesia. They're going to put you deep enough into sleep, so close to death, that you don't feel them cutting your shoulder off.
That is true.
Now, think about that.
I've been under anesthesia multiple times.
Me too.
It's not cool.
You wake up, I've had L4, L5 decompressive laminectomy.
You don't remember anything.
I don't remember anything.
No.
They went in there, whittled on my spine, and took a dog, removed part of my lamina, and took a disc out. I don't remember any of it. I woke up and the pain was gone from the decompressed, you know, the compression on the nerve, but I don't remember any of the surgery. I mean, I was that close to death. Think about that. You know, if you're sleeping and having a good nap and somebody comes up and grabs your toe with a pair of vice grips, you're going to wake up.
Wake up fast.
I mean, you're going to be yelling at the person with the vice grips. What the heck's wrong with you? You don't feel any of that when you're in anesthesia, and it causes massive problems with the brain. It kills brain cells and everything else. So be really careful. I'm not saying don't use medical intervention, but what I'm saying is be very, really careful at it. Very, very important. You know, by the way, this is an interesting article because, you know, they threw a grenade. Now they feign outrage. No sympathy for TikTok traitors. Representative Brian Donalds, Republican out of Florida, lit into the Democrats Friday on Capitol Hill, blasting their viral video urging the military to not listen to Donald Trump as commander-in-chief. That's sedition.
That is.
We talked about this last week.
And
Trump said they could basically be hanged for sedition. He didn't use the word hanged, but they could be punished by, it was punishable by death. You can't have people in the government telling the military not to obey the commander-in-chief. Now, I may not like what Trump's going to do, but you don't have the right to do that.
Well, the issue is you take an oath.
Yeah.
You take a military oath and swear.
And if somehow these congressional people have no idea what they're talking about and what they're doing, and they're suddenly thinking it's okay to do all of this stuff, it's not. Oh, and Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned.
I saw that. I was going to cover that. I actually called up one of my buddies who's a contractor last night, had a big discussion about him, about a bunch of different things, life in general. And I asked him, I said, what do you know about this? He goes, I don't know a whole lot about it, but he did tell me. He said pretty much from the word that he has heard on there is that she pretty much was either going to resign or she was going to Charlie Kirk. That's pretty much what he told me.
Well, you know, it's funny because Candace Owens said that basically she's alleged an assassination attempt now through Macron, through Israel.
Yeah. I don't know anything about
Israel. Well, no, Candace Owens came out and
said this. I don't know about Candace. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I asked him last night about that, and he said pretty much from what he has heard is that that's what happened. He goes, I can't confirm that 100%. He said, but it was either you're resigning or you're basically going to get Charlie Kirk.
Well, you know, remember that one movie, The Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg? Mm-hmm. All my listeners, you guys all watch that movie. I'm sure you have. If you haven't, Scooter, it's a great movie. Remember, he's sitting on top of the mountain.
That movie's oddly accurate.
And he's talking to one set of group. He says, every once in a while, you get somebody who thinks they can make a difference.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
He says, sometimes you just got to kill them. Because they think because they start squeaking so loud.
Well, no, and all of a sudden, you know, oh, they get shot at a rally, or they commit suicide, or they get in a car accident, or they have a skiing accident. And it's like all of a sudden, she, you got to remember, she came out publicly a couple weeks ago on Megyn Kelly and full blown said, I have seen the evidence that Epstein worked directly with Mossad.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I've seen it. It's there. It's 100% accurate. I've never lied to my constituents. And all of a sudden, it was like Trump had a conniption fit. He put that entire letter down on Twitter, slammed her, insulted her. I mean, just completely. I mean, just degraded her.
Well, and then what happens is she probably felt she couldn't win the primary again.
Well, that's what she says. Her video that she played, if you watch her video, she says that in general. She goes completely in detail, and she said what's going to happen is Trump's and his support from the people that support him, implying Israel, they're going to throw tens of millions of dollars at anyone who's going to go against me on here, and it's basically going to turn to a giant, basically poop-throwing mess.
Well, and what happened is she also said that basically there wasn't anybody coming to save us and that QAnon doesn't exist.
That's exactly what she said.
And she said that nobody's playing four-dimensional chess.
She said that as well.
She straight came after the – she finally told us she'd kind of endorsed the QAnon thing back in 2016, and finally she said, it ain't real. This is not happening. This is all CIA psyop. She didn't say that, but that's what she implied. And the craziest part about all of it is that, you know, when we stop and we look at what they're talking about here, we start to realize that she really, really was trying to make a difference.
She was.
And she was really – and the thing I liked about her is she didn't have a filter.
No.
Kind of like our show. Kind of like us, right? The difference is that she's a congressional leader. And all of a sudden, you know, she's coming in and saying stuff that she ain't supposed to say. She was hammering Israel unmercifully. Here's the problem. It's called Mossad, and it's called death. It's called assassination. It's called, we don't like you anymore. We're going to make sure we poison you or shoot you or kill you or drop you out of the back of an airplane over the ocean and disappear you. That's what happens with these people. You know, guys, you know, the stuff that we have that's going on, you know, globally, is so infiltrated through the Rothschild banking cartel because they control the money supply. It's mind-boggling. It really is. And when you stop and you look at it, you always have to ask yourself, who controls the money? And if that wasn't enough, you got to make sure you put Jeffrey Epstein out there to make sure he takes hundreds of people, maybe thousands, we don't know, and basically compromises
sets them up.
Yeah. You know, honeypot them.
And just, well, and then you got this, and this just happened over the weekend that nobody's talked about. Israel decided that there was a member of Hezbollah that was over there. So they did a full airstrike in Lebanon and Beirut. Full airstrike on a building.
Why?
Dropped half the building.
Why not?
Yeah. And they said, well, we know that the member of Hezbollah was in there. They gave zero heads up, zero notice to Lebanon at all that they were doing an airstrike on them. They basically said that 28 people have been killed, five people have been killed, another 28 wounded, and they're getting more out of the rubble. And they said that this breaches a new red line with Israel, the fact that escalating Israel attacks can just continue in Lebanon at any point in time, despite a ceasefire having long officially been in place.
Why didn't they should just take Madagascar? Have the whole world been happy with them taking Madagascar instead of trying to do the homeland thing over
there?
Well,
no, the thing about this is, though, you show me any other country in the world that can just do arbitrary airstrikes on any sovereign countries and say, we knew there was a leader in a hotel somewhere, so we dropped the entire building.
That's because they control both houses
it's
of our Congress.
Because they got the U.S. as the pit bull behind them.
That's right.
Nobody wants to hack off the United States.
Unbelievable.
But anyways, this is a bubblegum article for you. It's kind of funny. But Cracker Barrel now marketing expert resigns after failed rebrand.
He should have been terminated.
No, dude, they go into detail in this article. It says essentially this whole thing was complete and total boondoggle. And listen to this. This is basically one of the main investors, Sardar Bagheri, who criticized the former board and CEO and was basically instrumental in getting this guy removed. This is what he wrote. The board has failed in every acquisition and its opening of the new stores. They hired the wrong CEO, approved a strategic transformation plan that has not only failed, but has subjected the company to market ridicule and set the company back years in terms of financial and stock price performance. Letter to the SEC on November 6th. Mm-hmm. They're mad.
The company's market capitalization crashed by almost $100 million in 24 hours. Oh, the winner had Lakeland now? It's painted dark brown again.
Did it?
Oh, yeah, it's been repainted.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well, they had enough of it. Nobody.
Well, and from what I talked to, people, they just stopped. Like, sales stopped. Everybody stopped going.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Sunday morning brunch crowd was like, four or five cars.
I'm not saying they're going to do this or would have done this, but why not? Let's have a transgender story hour at Cracker Barrel.
Well, you got to remember.
They wouldn't do that, I don't think. But now we don't know what they were going to do.
That was the line that you see a lot of these companies do. They push it. Mm-hmm. They edge it. They do something first. Oh. The public, they submitted to this. They accepted it. They're still buying our stuff. We're going to push. Look at now Target's getting a full pullback with it. But they're having gender-neutral swimsuits, tuck-friendly swimsuits.
Target's still doing that?
No, they did. Years back. And they got blasted on social media. Mm-hmm. They had these giant LGBTQ sections at the front of the store. Everybody's going to the recording it, putting it on social media. Finally, like,
hey, guys, this is a bad idea. Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I don't, you know, we got people out there that are gay. They don't watch this show, I don't think, but maybe they do. I don't know. But the reality is, you know, if that's their lifestyle choice, I mean, I'm diametrically opposed to it. But the reality is.
But it's their life, not mine.
It's their life.
Yeah, it's not mine.
I mean, as long as they stay out of my life and leave me alone, leave my family alone, leave my friends alone that I know, I could care less what they do. But you put a full LGBTQ section in front of Target.
You have to pass it to walk in.
No, you come in with your three kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, my response is, what the H-E double sticks are you thinking? Now I've got to try to explain to my children what this means.
Yeah.
This is not okay. How about I just don't come here anymore? How about I don't target? How about I don't go here anymore? How about I leave you guys alone and let you go ahead? And remember, the homosexual population has gone way up because of Obama, but the reality is it's still a very, very small minority.
Especially the transgender.
The
amount, it's so
minute. Yesterday, I was over at the Millennium Mall, wandering around, had lunch over there, and I was like, here comes a tranny. Okay, guy's like 6'3", thin. Wearing a dress, full makeup,
yeah,
full beard.
Full beard.
Yeah.
That's always the kick of full beard.
You know, and I told the person I was with, I said, I'm going to stare.
You can't help it.
I said, if they're going to walk around like this, they obviously want you to look at them. And this is sickening to me, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm just looking at it, you got to
think about it, though. That shows you the such minute amount of the population. When you see one somewhere, it's so egregiously obvious you can't not look at it.
That's what they want you to look at.
If you walk somewhere and there's 50 of them everywhere you go, 50 out of 100, you know that the population of them is extremely high. They're not. They try to make everybody think that there's enormous.
There's only one person. Oh, by the way, Doge is no more. It's completely and totally.
I saw that. Remember, I called this months ago?
It's supposed to be still around until July.
Another 8 months.
Gone. You know, when Elon Musk left, it left. And why? Because nobody wants to audit Fort Knox. Now another senator has come out and issued a bill and said, we want to audit Fort Knox and the gold reserves. Now, this guy out of Utah, I believe it was, says new Senate bill demands full audit of U.S. gold reserves, additional refinement to meet global standards. And so guess what? That's never going to pass. No way they're doing that.
No, it's Doge is no more. I saw that article last night. They said it's not even operational. There's nothing going on.
He could have literally, if they'd have turned him loose, taken $1 trillion out of the doggone federal.
Here's the problem. He was going to. They didn't want to happen. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, in my opinion, now with Doge, it was a giant psyop to get the MAGA group, the conservatives, the Christians, the Republicans, everybody on page with Trump and say, oh, look at what he's doing. Because it was. I'm not going to lie. When it first came out, I was hammering. I was bringing it up. Mm-hmm. We're covering articles almost every single day on this show after he got elected, going into detail about Doge and what they were finding. And the billions and billions and hundreds of billions they were pulling out, what, $80 billion with USID and all the crazy stuff they were doing. And then Musk goes, we're going to audit Fort Knox. And then Trump reiterated it. We're going to audit Fort Knox. And I went,
well, it shows what it shows is don't get mad, his lack of depth as far as broad knowledge base.
Yeah. How the government functions.
He may have the ability to build a building and hire contractors to do it and basically bully his way around and call Marjorie Taylor Greene all kinds of horrible names. He may have the ability to do all that. But when it comes into really be having an in-depth analysis of what's going on as far as the Federal Reserve Bank, he does what he's told to do. Now, I told you guys, you know, I didn't vote for him.
Well, I can't believe he voted for that other Kamala Harris.
I didn't vote for her either. I wrote Man Cow in. Now, there's my disclaimer.
Well, I can't believe you wasted your vote. I will never vote for the lesser of two evils again.
I told you guys that. I voted for Trump in 2016, didn't vote for him in 2020. I got so many people so mad at me, it was unbelievable, and I didn't vote for him in 24. Well, I can't believe you did that. I'm going to tell you something here, just in case you get a news flash, because I watched it in 2020. They're going to put whoever they want in, period. If you really think voting mattered, they wouldn't let us do it. They don't let us do stuff that's really going to matter. The whole country is controlled through the cabal and through the Masonic lodges and through the CIA and through basically governmental agencies that work directly with organized crime. If you don't realize that, you're not paying attention to what's going on. Here's an interesting article by Bradley Dean. The road that leads to war, nowhere. This is what they are assigned and paid to do. Now we're talking about the people who run the mainstream media. And the people who basically tell you what you can watch on YouTube, like we're not really posting on YouTube because they don't want us on YouTube. It says, our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. Abraham Lincoln. One of the facts that the American people have failed to grasp when it comes to their favorite talking heads of the day is that if you know who they are, those who are continuously being promoted through television and the internet and are highlighted by the mainstream CIA-controlled platforms, you're hearing this, are called up to congressional hearings, have not been deplatformed, who are talking in the same direction with the halls of the corrupt, leading the people to nowhere in hopes of gaining public opinion on their behalf, you can rest assured that they are assigned and appointed as controlled opposition. And then he says something, read Malachi 6:1. Now, here's what Malachi 6:1 says. I looked it up. It starts off with the Lord's case against Israel. That's how it starts. And it says, stand up, please. Plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear your mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. Now, if you want to go ahead and get really pissed at me this morning for reading that, you could go get mad at God. He's saying he's got a charge against Israel. And he ended up selling them into captivity, burned their temple down in 72 because they didn't need a temple anymore because Jesus Christ had come and died for their sins. In other words, the creator of the universe came to earth to die for us because he loved us so much. And the Jews, who basically had him crucified, killed their own creator. Oh, my gosh, going on a Monday show now. This is going to be rough. And you think, well, I'm just reading you scripture, boys and girls. So if you don't like that, you go fuss at God if you think you want to do that. But even Job didn't fuss at God. So I suggest that that's probably not something you need to do. But, you know, but just look at the truth of what's going on. Trafficant said, congressional leader Trafficant, who they had put in prison because he wouldn't shut up, said that Israel controls both houses of Congress. And this was over 20 years ago. We have to understand it's been like this for a long, long, long time. And Jeffrey Epstein made sure that with all the current people that are in there right now, sometimes 20, 30, 40, 50 years, that he's going to control all of them for as long as he wants to, because he's got them on videotape doing all kinds of horrible things with young kids. Very, very important. Oh, by the way, we're going to have millions of refugees now, looks like, coming out of Iran because of water. And again, if you can't go ahead and bomb them into Bolivia, you might as well go ahead and, you know, dehydrate them while they're there and make sure they have to move out. I'm telling you, this is pure geoengineering is all this is. And they're basically losing more and more and more water supplies right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, the presidential nominees for the Republican Party now for 2028, number one is going to be Vance. He's got about 55%. And then guess who's number three is? It's going to be the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Austin. And what's funny, you got Marco Rubio's number two. Vance has 55%. Marco Rubio has 8%. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has 5%. Now, here's the point about that. Here's why I'm saying this. She doesn't have a snowball's chance of getting this nomination because of her stance against Israel. Doesn't happen.
Not now.
No, not going to happen. Now, she can campaign, and they might allow her on the debate stage, which I doubt. But the reality is that she's going to be discredited and has been discredited by the sitting president of the United States. And when you have that happen to you from a publicity standpoint, there's not much you can do to recover from it. There really isn't.
This is an interesting video. I want to show this real briefly. It's a video that somebody sent me off Instagram, and it's a reporter. And he's going to different Senate leaders and U.S. representatives, and he asked them, he goes, who is your priority and who do you represent the most, Israel or the United States?
They won't even answer him.
Dude, most guys won't even answer him. And then one guy gives this unbelievably convoluted answer. He goes, that's like asking me who I love more, my wife or my daughter. You can't ask that question. And now this is there. I'm going to let you guys watch this for a second. It's a real, real short video. Look at this here. Watch this.
I would just love to ask you a quick question. I'm trying to ask every representative I can. That is, do you care more about the American people or Israel as a member of Congress?
I don't think they're mutually exclusive, Frankie.
Can you elaborate?
They're our best ally.
Are they? Who do you care about more, the United States or Israel? United States or Israel, sir? No answer? Should we put you down for Israel? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? It's an easy one.
Oh, she's pretending like she's on the phone.
Yeah. You don't got to fake a phone call. American people or Israel? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? The American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? No answer?
I think that Israel is one of our strongest allies in the heart of the world. People are trying to harm us, and I think they need our support.
So should the U.S. continue funding Israel? Despite their links to the 9/11 or their attack on the USS Liberty?
If somebody's telling to ask the questions now.
About to freeze to death in Western North Carolina. Sending millions to Israel. So, well, it is a comparison because the money's going out. It's all coming from the same people. It's coming from the taxpayers, sir. Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Sir, they're equal. Are you serving Israel or are you serving America? Okay, so can you answer the original question? Who do you care about more, U.S. or Israel?
There's no variance. It's like you're asking, you know, do you love your wife more than your daughter? Well, it's a simple question.
It is.
Do you love your wife more than your daughter?
I love the United States more than I love Israel. Who's the priority when you're casting a vote in Congress, America or Israel?
I thought I would just play that. I want to just play that for a minute.
But here's the thing. This is going public now.
Yeah.
You see,
oh, yeah. That's why I wanted to put it out there.
Because of Candace Owens,
yep,
and Ye, or Kanye, or whatever you want to call him, and because of Michael Jackson, and because of Charlie Kirk, and because of the Ted Nelson Brewer Show.
See, here's
we're all asking these same questions now.
Here's the issue with this video for them. They're on the roster for directly taking funds for AIPAC, from AIPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're on camera on national social media, and they know if they sit there and say, well, I represent the United States more than Israel, gone. They just made example of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Cindy McKinney said that she had to sign a pledge when she entered Congress.
Absolutely.
To support Israel.
And they all have to do the little walk of shame over in Israel and walk up to the wall and do the Holocaust Museum and all the different stuff on it. So, anyways, I wanted to share that video just because,
well,
a lot of people are covering
well,
it.
Well, no, because, I mean, you got to realize, and, you know, and again, you know, we've talked about this stuff for years. Man, we came under great consternation when we first started talking about this. And we're like, hey, I'm not asking you any questions, but just the questions are obvious.
That's what he said. He, you know, he's not making a statement. He's asking a question. As a U.S. representative, who do you support more? And they refuse to do it. Now, here's the article I really want to go into detail, especially coming up this Christmas season. A lot of kids want new toys, want different stuff on the Christmas wish list, got that. There's a new article that came out now, and I talked about this last year, but it's getting much worse. It says AI toys pose an unprecedented risk to infants and children.
This is very true.
This is very true. That's why I want to cover this for the Christmas season coming up. It says the primary target of toy manufacturers are young children who are less developed and easily influenced. Toys embedded with artificial intelligence chatbots undermine children's healthy development and pose unprecedented risk, according to new advisory published by the advocacy group Fair Play, which warned parents against buying any AI toys for their children this holiday season. They said November 20th advisory was endorsed by more than 150 childhood development and digital safety experts.
Here's the problem with this, okay? Let's just be real here for a second. I buy a Barbie doll for my daughter. Now, I'm not saying Barbie's going to do this. Let me retract that. I have to retract the statement. I buy a doll for my
daughter.
There you
go, yeah.
Okay? Because I don't think Barbie would ever do this, but I don't care. So I buy a doll for my daughter that's got AI in it. Well, it's got a camera in it.
Oh, yeah. And it's got a microphone in it.
Okay, so it sees and hears her.
Correct.
Okay, this is like putting a demonic entity into the room with your kid.
Yeah.
So basically the demonic entity looks at the kid and says, oh, I like Ken. Ken's a good doll. Well, no, I'm sorry, I can't say Ken. I like this guy doll. Okay, great. But, you know, it's okay if you don't.
There you go.
And you're like, and the little girl goes, well, why not? I like my guy doll too. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. Well, why not? Because, you know, being a lesbian is great. What's a lesbian? That means you like girls. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, so they're having a dialogue with a doll. All of a sudden, the parent walks in the room, and the camera looks at the parent and goes, hi, my name is female doll. Oh, I love God. I love Jesus. I love everything about God. I love everything about Christianity. Okay, as soon as the parent leaves the room, he goes, but we got to talk about that guy thing about being a lesbian again.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, wait a minute, you said you love God. No, I really was just saying that because your parent was here. But let's talk. I'm going to be your best friend. You can tell me anything. And you're like, ugh, this is creepy as crap.
Listen to this.
It's like Chucky. It's horrible.
Fair Play stated, and I quote, direct testing by public interest research groups have found instances of AI toys telling children where to find knives, teaching them how to light matches, and engaging in extreme sexually explicit conversations.
Did I just make something up?
This is right there. They have this all documented in this research study.
So all of a sudden now, so the parent comes in the room again. It's back to generic stuff again. And pretty soon you're saying, you know what I think I'm going to do with you? I think I'm going to throw you in the fireplace. Oh, are you going to sacrifice me to Baal or to Moloch?
Get out of here.
And you're like, okay.
God, this all sucks.
No, and you go, God, what a nightmare from hell doll. This is horrible. Don't buy your children AI toys. You don't know what they're going to say.
It says, including the fact that AI toys are powered by the same intelligence that's already harmed children on multiple platforms. Additionally, these kinds of toys prey on children's trust, disrupt healthy relationships, and the ability to build resilience, invade family privacy by collecting all the sensitive data, and displace key creative and learning activities, according to the advisory. This is another part of this, a secondary part, besides what Dad's saying, which is probably creepily accurate. Remember, all these AI systems are connected into the Internet of Things. They record and monitor everything the child is doing. The reason why these systems are being pushed so hard right now is they want to build a profile on everybody as early as possible. So now it's not enough that a child gets a phone and they're a teenager. And now they're monitoring all their data and they're building a profile. They want to start building a profile on them and controlling the direction that the child goes, thinks, says, and does from an early age. It's all about changing the entire landscape of the mind and directing it into the direction that they want to go. It's exactly what the platform is.
Read this. The advisory states that after collecting private details about the family and their children, the AI toy companies can use all of this, in other words, just broadcasting through the Internet of Things, intimate data to make their AI systems more lifelike, responsive, and addictive, allowing them to build a relationship with a child and ultimately sell products and services. You know, it's not enough that they've got to enslave your child at the age of three with an AI toy. They've got to sell them stuff so they can make more money. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's why Lucifer fell. This is the whole... You know, it's so funny. When I did, it's been about 3 years now since I did Angel Wars. And the crazy part about it is I did not realize how accurate it was as far as the fall of Lucifer and what happened with this intergalactic war we had and how all of it ties back together to that. That's why Angel Wars is posted at the top of the website on the Brower Show.
Creative play with young children is unbelievably important for their ability for their minds to develop and grow naturally and organically. When you start having all these toys, and remember too, these toys are all going to start interacting in different ways as far as the way they're going to record things. That's what they're saying with the AI. So you buy like 4 or 5 of these AI dolls, and they're all going to start interacting. They're going to start building data and building a profile everywhere they go.
Isn't this, you know how creepy this is?
Yeah, so you're doing this to kids. You're doing this to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids. And I mean, the fact that this stuff has even been approved on the market for sale to children shows you how corrupt a lot of these agencies
are. I'm going to tell you, the primary people pushing this are the Kabbalists, Luciferians,
100%.
Satan. They come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's what Satan does. That's what his groups do. And they want to destroy the minds of these young children. Do you realize how unbelievably corrupt and destroyed our country is going to be after 3 generations of this?
This.
You, from birth, you're getting this. Oh, here, little baby. You're 2 weeks old. Put this in your crib with you. You can start playing with this. Oh, by the way, just to throw a little wrench into this thing, and it's making the New York Post headlines, which is controlled by the, you know, groups that we talk about. It says Qatar is pumping tens of billions of dollars into universities to help the Muslim Brotherhood weaken the U.S. democracy. Now, you know, here's the thing. Why does the New York Post say something like this? Israel is pumping tens of billions of dollars into our media through the CIA and Jeffrey Epstein to control the United States and destroy U.S. democracy. It doesn't say that.
They bought TikTok, dude.
I mean, if the New York Post is going to call out Qatar, okay, well, they're probably doing this, okay, but why not call out Israel, too? See, if we stop tiptoeing, oh, Tiny Tim had a song out years ago. You wouldn't know this one. Tiptoe through the tulips. You know, in other words, we got to see all the tulips. We got to leave them intact. We got to tiptoe through them, make sure we don't touch the sacred cow. You can't touch the sacred cow, but we can sure slam Qatar for dumping tens of billions of dollars into the Muslim Brotherhood, which, by the way, is a problem that we have in our university systems because a lot of kids now are converting to Islam.
I have seen that.
This is a big deal, guys. I mean, they closed down entire streets in New York City. Yeah. Now, why would they promote Islam in the United States? Why would the people who control the money supply do this? Why would they allow this to happen? Because it ain't about Jesus. Whoa! Let's rewind it. Let the record back. Let's say it again. It's not promoting Christ. I talked about this with the Tower of Babel, how over 6,000 religions came from that, and this is what they want. They have to subvert Christianity. Right now, Leszczynski, the guy who likes to run around playing the piano with his appendage, he basically is stopping the Orthodox Church of Ukraine, banning it.
Really,
Christian Church? Yeah. And he's getting completely eviscerated for it, but it doesn't make any difference. Why would he care? He's not elected anyhow.
No.
And so, but you know, so why are they doing this? Because he doesn't want to promote Jesus, period. And now they're having this peace accord come together, which doesn't really matter to me what they do over there. I should just stay out of it. But we've got to realize that there's a serious problems that we have right now in the United States because of the CIA involvement in censorship, which is off, you know, which has been going on since with Project Mockingbird for the past 60 years. This isn't something that just started last week, guys. It's been going on for a long, long time, and they're still censoring it. Why do you think we got yoked off of YouTube?
Well, and that was one of the biggest, in my opinion, because, you know, COVID, that entire pandemic was multifaceted, and we've gone to the health aspect of it. But one of the biggest things that I witnessed, and everybody else saw this too that was awake, is that the level of censorship during COVID was an unprecedented model. It was unprecedented. What they did on social media and alt media and all these platforms, deplatforming people, banning, flat out deleting.
They're coming out and telling everybody they were ordered by the Biden administration to do that.
I've covered this now. Facebook flat out, Meta came out and said, oh, by the way, yeah, we were ordered by the Biden administration to delete accounts. Anything that questioned the COVID shot, anything that talked about gene therapy, anything that talked about vitamin C. I mean, there were accounts that I knew of in health media that I personally knew that had hundreds of thousands of followers, active followers, not made up accounts, not bought bots. They went in and they just wiped out accounts overnight. By the way, you're spreading disinformation during a pandemic. We now have the ability under emergency use to completely delete you. They did it repeatedly, over and over and over again. I mean, there were people that were coming out and saying, by the way, vitamin C is really good for the immune system. We found it to be really good as far as in COVID-19 patients that have it. We're treating them with vitamin C, and it's working fantastic. We've had 100% response.
Gone.
Deleted. What? When in the United States, when you bring up natural topics and natural supplements and natural ways to help your body fight things off and boost the immune system, we knew a doctor that talked about D3. I mean, he fought the FDA for...
I think he had his final bill was like $6, $7 million.
Fighting him. Fighting him.
Bankrupted him.
Fighting him.
He had a dozen clinics, had to sell them all.
Yeah.
I saw it happen. And he really thought he was going to win. And they kept telling him, you know, and this went on for years. And finally, they told him, they said, we're going to pay you like, you know, $20 million. He got all excited. And he told me, and I told him, I said, they ain't going to pay you nothing. If they're gracious enough, they'll let you keep your medical license. They ain't paying you nothing. They're going to tell you to retract what you said, or they're going to walk away from
it. That's what they do. They come in and say, oh, by the way, you have to do a formal retraction now. You have to get on your hands and knees and kiss our feet and beg us for mercy publicly, and then we'll allow you to be forgiven. That's how they act, metaphorically speaking. This is how these groups work, because they think they're above everyone, and this is why they're pushing all these different things like AI chatbot robots for young children. What sadistic... I don't know what's that...
You almost cussed.
Yeah,
we try not to cuss here.
What sadistic pieces of crap
there you go.
Can you imagine that are getting out there and putting this stuff out on the market, and they say, this is great for your child. We've seen it now with what's going on with young teenagers. This article here, memory lapses and brain fog skyrocket in young adults, doubling just in the last 10 years. Oh, that's funny. It's doubled from 2013 to 2023. You guys remember else what's come out in 2013? Oh, that's right. Social media became extremely prevalent. It wasn't just Facebook and, you know, basically the MySpace anymore. You start to have all these different platforms on the iPhones. They said the study published in Neurology found that cognitive problems in young adults has doubled from 13 to 23, while rates in older adults has stayed flat or declined. They go into detail here. So the brain's decline is not inevitable. They go and look at what's happening now with poor diet, stress, sleep disturbance, exposure to seed oils, and environmental toxins is fueling the decline in brain health. Basically, the food is getting so bad. The stress is getting so high. The social media intake is becoming at an all-time level, which is also causing sleep disruptions and all types of other mental focus problems. They said the focus and basically the neurology is getting horrific in young adults. Cognitive impairment is at an all-time high. And it goes into detail. You're talking about some of the major factors. And it says, essentially, chronic illness is being driven by cognitive decline and all these different problems with oxidative stress, inflammation, and the inability to actually stay focused on things. And one part of our here says, this is another part. It says the gut-brain axis is a key factor in this. It says your gut bacteria directly influences your mood, memory and mental performance. When your gut barrier becomes inflamed or leaky, toxins in your bloodstream reach your brain, triggering fatigue and brain fog. To repair this, focus first on foods that are gentle and soothing. Start with good organic foods. If your gut is sensitive, then gradually reintroduce more fibrous foods. Once your gut is healthy, good bacteria is needed. That's what we talked about the other day with the probiotics, the 350, the 100 billion. Making sure your gut gets healthy. The GHI cleanse is instrumental in reducing. This is why I've got so many friends now that are not living off of it, but they're taking GHI cleanse religiously. because it works so good at reducing gut inflammation. Because what's happened is the more your gut gets inflamed, the worse your gut-brain axis becomes. You following me? Once your gut-brain axis gets massively disrupted, your mood, your functioning, your memory, your focus, they all decline as well. It's a very strange connection. We've talked about it for years now as far as how the gut and the brain are interconnected, and the gut microbe and the good bacteria that's in your gut play a direct role in how your brain functions. So your gut gets messed up, you're inflamed, you're messing this whole cycle up. Now you're sitting on social media all night long trying to get dopamine triggers because you feel so rotten. Then you start comparing everything you do to everybody else on this fake platforms they have. I mean, Instagram's not a real place, newsflash on that. No, nothing on half this stuff is real. I mean, there's another guy that just got busted in Miami, this 26-year-old influencer. Tens of millions of dollars now they're finding out that the apartment that he rented, this penthouse, he hasn't paid for it in a year and a half. He's a squatter. All the cars on his social media, they were rented. He was doing these giant scams to get all this money out. And he's going to prison. He's going to prison. The FBI showed up at his house the other day, raided his entire house, seized everything, including his shoes, saying everything was bought with basically stolen money. These are things you've got to stay away from comparison of and focus on the positive things. Focus on your own goals. Focus on your own direction. Focus on your own expansion, your investments, and anything you're trying to do. Don't get wrapped up in this, oh, I got to do what's next on the social media board because this guy's done it, this guy's done it. 99% of it's fake. Then focus on your diet. Grass-fed butter, avocado oil, eggs. Eggs, my gosh, every time I start talking to people that change up their diet, start eating eggs, GHI cleansing eggs is a great transition. There's an article here. We talked about this months back. This talked about how a Harvard med student ate 720 eggs in 30 days, basically went on a 30-day egg fast, and everybody said he was basically going to die.
That's so silly.
Remember, they said his cholesterol is going to go through the roof. He's going to die from a heart attack. Well, it came out. His LDLs dropped 18%. His HDLs were amazingly high. His testosterone almost doubled. He went from like 400 on his test levels, like 750. His energy levels and his mental acuity went through the roof. And everybody said, well, this is odd. He's not dead. He's healthier than he's ever been. Imagine that. He's eating whole foods that feed your body instead of putting all these seed oils and all this garbage in your body. And that's probably one of the things that helped him out so much too. Because he cut out everything else, he stopped putting all those processed foods and seed oils in his body and went with organic whole eggs. So again, your diet is important. The magnesium brain food, this is a crucial product that will help out significantly with brain fog. Feed your brain. Remember, over 300 biochemical reactions are in the body with magnesium. It is a crucial nutrient. It causes all kinds of problems when you become magnesium deficient, especially with the heart and the muscles. Make sure you're taking your products on a regular basis to stay healthy. If you need any advice, you need any updates, check us out at Health Master. We're here to help you. This is why we do this show every single day. I mean, we give you some of the best content online. And I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, I've watched a lot of other podcasts. A lot of the podcasts feed you a bunch of fluff and butter the entire time. I should say bubble gum.
We feed by Fit Food and Purple Sticks.
There you go. And whole eggs. I want to cover that again. 720 eggs in 30 days. And I'm not recommending this. I'm not saying go do this. But what I'm saying is this is his own setup that he did on here that empowered people to actually reshape the future of their own health. That's my opinion on it. What do you think?
I take GHI every day. I just took the powdered multiple a minute ago. That's why I was late on the set. It was my bad this morning. Well, what happened is our internet was down.
That's what I told you. We had a little glitch. It was up. We got it up now.
So I didn't have time to run and make the – no, I did have time. I just didn't take the time. I could have made the time or taken the time, but I didn't. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that something's not true. I was sitting here working on the internet, but I could have done all of that since I was more of a bystander with all this. And I could have made my drink, but I did not. By the way, you were talking about how they want you to apologize. This is a segue like two stories back, and I was looking this up. About Marlon Brando.
Okay.
And probably one of the greatest actors that Hollywood's ever produced.
He's been he had some pretty big films.
But he really got – he went on to Larry King, who's Jewish. I know Larry King.
Yeah.
I actually talked to Larry King about converting to Jesus Christ and becoming a Christian. And I asked him if he's a Christian. You look at me kind of like at a calf at a new gate. Did you really do that? Yeah, I really did. I was there when he and Sean got engaged, and he had just gone to Tiffany's and bought her like a 5-carat diamond. I was there. Yeah. He was laying on the couch on Sean's lap, and she was rubbing his head, which is, by the way, a favor from a physician of a male, if you're a wife, is to get a scalp massage.
There you go.
Men really like that. And Larry was laying there getting a scalp massage by Sean, and they were talking about getting married, and they were talking about having more kids, which they did. Which is interesting. You know, so
this, what, the success seminars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I if you'd like, I get a walk over there, get a picture of me and Larry King. If you'd like for me to do that, I could do that. Probably need to do that during the next segue so you can show it to you. But what happened is he went on Larry King, Marlon Brando did, and he basically talked about Jews. I remember Larry was Jewish. I liked Larry. He's a really nice guy. Great speaker. And he spoke on Larry King about the Jewish influence on the U.S. culture in films and said that Hollywood was run by Jews. And, you know, and I'm just telling you what Marlon Brando said. Of course, everybody knows that. But then he got so eviscerated, basically told that he would never work in Hollywood again because he was an anti-Semite.
Really? This is back before it was the thing.
Back in 96. This was about 30 years ago. And so what he did, it says, Los Angeles, Reuters, this is from 1996. The actor Marlon Brando, who sparked a storm of criticism saying that Hollywood was run by Jews, broke down and wept yesterday when he met Jewish leaders to apologize for his comments. He walked to this guy on his knees crying, asking for forgiveness.
That's embarrassing.
It took 30 to 45 seconds before he was able to compose himself, Rabbi Marvin Heyer said, of the Oscar-winning star of The Godfather, whom he met for 3 hours. Marlon Brando broke down and cried to show his affection for Lou Wasserman and other people who are his idols, Rabbi Heyer said. I don't know why they use the word idols. Referring to the chairman emeritus. In an appearance on CNN's Larry King last Friday, Brando said he was angry at some Jewish filmmakers for not showing more sensitivity from portraying minority groups in a negative fashion while not portraying the Jews the same way. Hollywood is run by Jews. It's owned by Jews, and they should have greater sensitivity about the issue of people who are suffering, end quote. He listed various negative stereotypes, he said, have been depicted in the Kiss cinema. We've seen the... Wait a minute. He uses a bad word. He uses some bad words here. I'm not going to say all this. You know, we've seen everything, but we never saw the kike. He said this in Larry King. Because they knew particularly well that you had where you draw the wagons around. Rabbi Harvey Fields of the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles retorted, Mr. Brando's comments about Hollywood being controlled by Jews is about as sloppy as anti-Semitism is saying is that Jews control banks.
It's Monday, dude.
Oh, my gosh. We're not going to talk about the Rothschilds now.
No. Of course, they don't do anything.
The Jewish Defense League responded by sending the actor a letter entitled, Message to the Godfather of Hate. You gladly take money from Hollywood producers and vilify the industry with slanderous accusations of anti-Semitic vulgarities.
Are they accusations, though, if they're true?
No comment. Initially, Brando, 72, who'd been active in the civil rights movement, denied his... The Jewish Defense League responded by sending the actor a letter entitled, Message to the Godfather of Hate. You gladly take money from Hollywood producers and vilify the industry with slanderous accusations of anti-Semitic vulgarities.
Are they accusations, though, if they're true?
No comment. Initially, Brando, 72, who'd been active in the civil rights movement, denied his... I don't even know what to say here. We got a guy who's won a bunch of Oscars. He's one of the greatest actors. There was a young... He did a movie one time. He played a German officer. What was the name of it? It was Marlon Brando. It was one of the best movies I've ever seen. He got eviscerated for that because he actually played this German officer in a good light.
We can't do that. German's bad. SS bad.
I watched it one time, and I'm going to call it, pull it up real quick before we change the topic here. Brando, German officer. Let's see.
I got one more health article I want to cover.
Oh, go ahead.
You're about to cook the clock.
Almost.
On me.
Hang on. In German? Off. Hang on. I think it was the Young Wolves. I can't remember.
Countdown.
So, yeah, here we go. It was. Became a German.
We got dead air, bro.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's The Young Lions.
There we go.
Great movie. You love it.
EPA and their infinite stupidity because they're too busy trying to fine people for making sure their DPFs aren't clogged up on their diesel trucks, that EPA, they've now approved the second forever chemical pesticide in 2 weeks, isoclycerin, on food crops without the child safety buffer, which is flagged high risk to kids now. The pesticide is also extremely toxic to bees. They're saying now there's another forever chemical, which is in the group of PFAS. If you ever watch a really good movie, it's the dark movie. It's called Dark Waters. It doesn't ever get promoted on like any of these streaming platforms at all.
It's a heavy movie.
It's a heavy movie. You got to be like ready for it. But it goes into detail, and a lot of stuff is well documented because I looked it up after I saw it, and it goes into detail of DuPont and what DuPont did to the towns that it operated in and the cancer that it caused and the level of pollution that it did that we're still fighting today with the 8-hex carbon, basically PFOSs and PFOAs, that's like Teflon. It never goes away. It's forever chemicals. Wild article. I'll probably cover more tomorrow, so we'll burn the clock now. But we have all kinds.
I did take 20 seconds.
Yeah. Mayor, the immune system support, the vitamin C, the D3, the zinc. That's what's to stay on this fall, this Christmas. Keep everybody strong and healthy. And also, too, be sure to check out the multiple caps and the D3 10,000 K2 on the Black Friday sale. 25% off. Check that out if you want to stock up on it. We're here for you guys. Thank you for your support. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
Oh, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. We love you. Thank you for your support. And this show is going to always be about Jesus. Just thought I'd mention that to you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.